You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Wisconsin Wakes Up here. Back to Daybreak with Brian and Jamie.
7:06 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. My name is Jamie Martinson. You are not Brian Noonan this morning.
I am not. But I am going to do my best to fill in.
You are.
I can't do any of the sound effects, but I can damn well try.
That's right. We are persevering here this morning. Now, in a moment, we're going to get to all the stuff you need to know. But before that, it is time. It is officially time. If you don't have your Civic Media app ready, this is your opportunity, because it is your chance to qualify for cash and prizes with our Accelerate Your Summer Text to Win Multi-State Contest. Your chance to win $100 as a daily prize and a Wisconsin Dells prize package. Plus, every time you enter, it puts you into the running for $250 in gas and another $250 in groceries. But you have to enter using the Civic Media app. And if you haven't gotten that already, I don't know what you're waiting for. You have plenty of opportunity to do so. We're going to give this word out in just a moment. You have until 8 o'clock to enter, and then you're going to have multiple chances to still enter today, tomorrow, and Friday as well. So without further ado, because everybody's like, shut up by now. I just want the word.
Just give me the word. Come on,
the
lady.
Where's the word? That's right. Light is your word today. L-I-G-H-T. Light is your word. Did I give that yesterday?
That yesterday.
There it is. All right. Wheel. Never mind.
It is wheel.
It
I was going to say.
Thank
wheel,
you. Thank
listener.
You. Oh, my gosh. This
you
is
know,
what...
I usually... Here, let me peel back the curtain.
Wheel.
I usually don't question Jamie very
I know,
often.
Please do.
She's usually right.
I have it written right later in the hour, not on this particular one. So wheel is your word of the hour. Good gravy. W-H-E-E-L. Wheel. W-H-E-E-L is the word that you need to text us right now. That is the correct and accurate word that will get you qualified for all of the cash and prizes. Wheel is your word this hour. W-H-E-E-L. You know what this means? It means we've been doing a lot of words for a very long time.
We have.
But you guys are great. You are getting the word in. The word is wheel. W-H-E-E-L, because we had some people who listened to me the first time around when I was wrong, and I want to make sure that you qualify correctly. Wheel, again, is your word. W-H-E-E-L.
We'll make sure we have plenty of mentions throughout the hour.
There we go. There we go. All right. With that taken care of, it is time for some stuff you need to know.
It's a wake-up call in more ways than one. Time for some you need to know.
At one point, I just wish we could say it.
Why not now?
Maybe. Are you ready on the
Why
top
not?
Line? Maybe. That's right. All right. So I don't know if you've heard about this, but this is pretty cool. There's a new bronze statue sculpture honoring Ho-Chunk healer Betsy Thunder that's been installed in Riverside Park in La Crosse. Now, Thunder was known in the late 1800s for treating both Ho-Chunk residents and white settlers in the region. This sculpture replaces the former Hiawatha statue, which was removed in 2020 after criticism that it inaccurately represented Native Americans and reinforced stereotypes. Ho-Chunk leaders say the new statue provides a more accurate representation of the tribe's history and presence in the La Crosse area. This sculpture was created by Deborah Fabian using historical photographs and historically accurate clothing and details. The new Ho-Chunk garden will feature native plants used for traditional medicine and is also intended to highlight themes of healing, community, and cultural understanding. Organizers say this project is about more than honoring one individual. They hope that it also recognizes the continuing presence and contributions of the Ho-Chunk people in western Wisconsin. This garden is scheduled to be officially dedicated on July 30th. And when I was looking at this story yesterday, I was looking at some of the photos, not only of the statue, but of the garden itself.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, beautiful place. So this is going to be very exciting. I'm actually, I love La Crosse. La Crosse is one of my favorite areas to visit. If you've never taken a drive down the interstate, there's this moment where when you come through one of the curves, it's all of the bluffs, all of the trees, and it is one of the most picturesque places ever. So I love love being able to visit La Crosse. So put that on your list if you're going to be in the area. More headlines in stuff you need to know. Milwaukee officials are going to hold a public hearing on June 24th to discuss the possibility of converting Wheat Energies from an investor-owned utility to a publicly owned utility. The hearing will include presentations on Wisconsin law governing utilities, information about public power systems, and an opportunity for public comment. Supporters say that public ownership could give local residents and elected officials more control over energy decisions and rates. Wheat Energies says that its current model provides reliable service, competitive rates, and resources that would be difficult for a city-run utility to match. No decision is going to be made at this hearing. It's expected to start a broader discussion, though, about whether public ownership is a viable option for Milwaukee. And then without further ado, in stuff you need to know, Amtrak is expected to release a final plan this month for expanding Hiawatha passenger rail service from Milwaukee to Madison with stops in Pewaukee and Watertown. This proposal would extend two existing daily Hiawatha round trips that currently run between Chicago and Milwaukee. Amtrak estimates the extension could attract about 260,000 additional riders each year and views it as one of the most promising passenger rail expansions in the country. If funding and environmental approvals move forward, service could begin as early as 2029. This project is expected to cost between $215 million and $275 million, with federal grants potentially covering up to 80% of those construction costs. Supporters say that the line would improve travel options between Madison, Milwaukee, and Chicago while creating jobs and generating an estimated $46 million in annual economic impact. Proposed station locations include Pewaukee, Watertown, and also a temporary station in downtown Madison. The expansion would serve as the first step in a broader vision of extending passenger rail service farther west into Wisconsin in the future. I mean, if you can't get excited about this, I don't know what you could get excited about, because this opens up so many options to commuters. If you want to come into the state just for a day, if you...
Oh, man, this would be great for me.
Right? You'd be able to come up here and, you know, check out, you know, Madison for a couple of days from Chicago. I think this is great. I love that there's federal grants that are going to be an option for this as well. So I am very excited to see the progress for this.
And, you know, we talked about travel briefly in one of our last segments. And the one thing you notice when you go to other countries is how accessible everything is by public transportation.
Yeah.
Which is why everybody gets to travel to different neighboring countries, because you can just hop on a train and get there within a few hours. I wish I could hop on a train tomorrow morning and get to Madison.
Yes.
Easy peasy.
I mean, that's the one thing. We do have Amtrak service in this state, but it doesn't, it's not the commuter type, right? It's literally you have to be going on a trip. It's a little bit more of an investment when you do an Amtrak trip right now in Wisconsin. So I'm excited to see the progress on this. I mean, really, honestly, I know a lot of people think, oh, 2029, it's not that far away.
No, it really isn't. It's coming up quick.
It is.
Blink your eyes. It'll be here.
It will. Absolutely. All right. So we have the big story of the hour, though. And
I'm excited.
I'm excited to talk about this one because, you know, dating apps, if you've ever been somebody who's used one of those, it can help people find, you know, others with shared interests. I mean, there's really dating apps right now for anybody. Music lovers, sports, religion, hobbies, pet lovers.
Parker, are you on the apps?
Don't worry about it.
I'm only asking so I could get your phone tomorrow and I can just play on him. Just do power swipe. Everybody and anybody.
Match him with some people. You can set him up. It'll be great. I think we need a camera then to follow you on the first date, like inconspicuously. It's fine.
We could set that up.
We can make that happen.
Give me the meta glasses.
All right, we can make that happen.
Forget that. I'll just put on a horrible fake mustache and a disguise and follow him around.
We'll set cameras with you. That's fine.
Thank you.
We'll make sure it happens.
Oh, good.
The question is, though, when it comes to dating apps, what happens when your views on vaccines become one of the most important factors in finding a new partner? There is a growing number of niche dating apps that are connecting people based on their vaccination status and views on public health. Organizers say it's about shared values and personal freedoms. Now, an anti-vaccination dating app called Unjected. That's the name, which you have to love. It is. It's actually Unjected. Is hosting in-person meetups around the country, bringing together people who oppose COVID-19 vaccines and many other vaccines. The events are part of this four-city Summer of Love tour. That's what they actually call it. That's designed to help like-minded singles meet potential partners and, you know, build community. Organizers describe this movement as being focused on personal choice, bodily autonomy, and medical freedom rather than just opposition to vaccines. Well, nobody wants to be around you if you're not taking, if you're not vaccinated, because we don't want to catch something from you.
Well, anti-vaxxers do. they want to be around other anti-vaxxers. I find this really interesting because I feel like this is just a rational person will look at this and be like, okay, this is just a foot in the door.
Yes.
Like, we still have to talk about other things in life.
Right.
With the understanding that once we have a child, we're not going to take them to the doctor for their vaccines.
Right. No, this is true. I mean, because if you've dated or you're young enough to remember dating, it feels like it was an eternity ago.
Right.
You know that there's always that one. You have to have commonalities with people. That's just it. Like, we've all been on really good dates. We've all been on really bad dates. And usually the worst dates were the ones where you had absolutely nothing in common with that person. So I feel like this is just that one point where you're like, ooh, we'll latch on to this person because they have this one thing in common with us. Right. And I don't know. It just feels weird, though. It feels like I would have to Lysol myself to like leave the room. I
Real
really
quick,
would.
Sidebar.
Yes.
Parker, when you're.
Oh, boy.
Perusing? Allegedly perusing. Mm-hmm. Are you worried about commonalities?
See, girls look at it differently, right?
Parker's not worried about the commonalities right off
Frank.
The jump.
You're also young. You probably
don't think,
want somebody
hold on. No. I don't think women are fully... There has to be some sort of physical attraction.
Those apps are built for... physical attraction. Yeah,
right.
Those aren't built for...
See, I'm old enough...
Unless you're going to anti-vax.
What about Hinge? Isn't Hinge very prompt-based?
I'll get back to you.
Sure.
See, here's the thing.
Don't act dumb.
We'll research that one.
I am also old enough to remember that when your dating app was literally going to the bar and making sure you hadn't had too much to drink so that everybody looked like they actually looked the next day, okay? So that's how I remember dating apps. But for this particular dating app, Unjected, attendees have traveled long distances for the event. Some fly in from other states. Others drive hundreds of miles to meet people who share these views. Unjected launched in 2021, and it markets itself as a dating platform specifically for people who choose not to be vaccinated. There are several other niche dating platforms that have emerged in recent years targeting unvaccinated individuals and those skeptical of the vaccine requirements. A lot of experts say that political beliefs, public health views, and personal values have become increasingly important factors in modern dating decisions. And this particular app was briefly removed from major app stores in 2021 over concerns related to COVID-19 misinformation. Later, though, it returned to Apple and Google platforms. So now it's okay. You know, then it wasn't, but now it's fine that it spreads misinformation about vaccines. It's fine.
Who doesn't at this point in time? You know what? I think Swiper State coming up next is just going to be all fake stories.
I think that's perfect.
But they're real to me.
They
because,
are.
Parker, it's not a lie if you believe it.
It's not.
It's not. If you truly, truly believe, it is not. And we are going to get into Swiper State in just a few moments. Pop culture, celebrity news. I mean, we got it all. Right here. Daybreak on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
7:22 right now. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Civic Media Network. It is time for Swiper Stay. Hey, we don't have to reintroduce you because you've been with the show all morning.
I know.
Because Brian is out today. Our senior producer, Frank, joining me as co-host today. And of course, now for Swiper Stay, where we dive into pop culture, we put politics aside for a few minutes, and you know, we get into the headlines that really matter in our lives.
And real quick, I'm going to do everybody a solid.
Okay.
The word of the hour is wheel.
Thank you.
W-H-E-E-L. You may have heard it was a different word, but it is actually wheel.
That's just because W-H-E-E-L. I'm an idiot.
W-H-E-E-L.
It was a different word because I'm an idiot and I forgot
to
look at my new chart.
We've got lots of tabs and spreadsheets
open. And hey, by the way, before we jump into this, because I just found out about this morning. I don't know how I missed it. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Of course. And happy birthday to Parker's dad.
Yeah.
Your dad's birthday today, too?
It's also my dad's birthday, yeah.
What are you doing to celebrate with your dad?
I'm going to a softball game without him.
To get a ring.
You're ditching him on his birthday? Wait, are they going to a nice dinner without you?
I have no idea.
Probably.
I mean, I bought these tickets like months ago, and okay. I went, wait a minute, that's dad's birthday.
That's not good.
Your mom and dad looked at each other and went, Parker's going to be out of the house.
Let's go.
Book the steakhouse. Let's go.
Let's go.
Anyway, we'll get back to that, the birthday celebrations.
Yes.
But swipers say, here's how it's going to work today. Parker, you're going to get an actual vote.
an actual vote.
All right.
Whoa. I'm going to read some pop culture headlines. Jamie and Parker will have to decide whether to stay and hear more or swipe on to the next one. In the event of a tie, I'm just going to read the story to fill time. All right. So moving on to story number one. Nick Reiner makes demands from jail.
I'm going to swipe.
This
is such a horrific story.
It was. But I'm also really wondering what demands the guy could have.
He has demands.
Stay.
All right, stay. We can stay.
Nick Reiner wants the money that he is owed from the trust his parents, Rob and Michelle Reiner, set up for him as he awaits the trials for their murders. I'm laughing at the absurdity.
Wow.
It's a horrific story, but I cannot believe that, yes, Nick Reiner is now demanding his inheritance, basically.
That is mind-boggling.
Jamie, I am not a fancy schmancy lawyer.
Sure.
I'm not well-versed in law.
Right?
But I'm
Me
just
going
to go out on a limb and say that if you do, in fact, murder the people that are leaving you money, I don't think you should get the money.
Not to mention the fact that he's probably going to spend, I'm guessing, a few years in prison for said murders. He's confessed.
2-3 years?
Yes.
Yeah.
What is he going to do with the money? Why he's there?
He's looking to hire a new lawyer.
With the money?
With the money.
Oh.
But he wants his money.
Because the attorney told him that he doesn't have a prayer of getting out? Is that what he wants?
Probably.
A new
attorney? Would you take this case?
Right? No. That's just it. It feels, I mean, obviously it's got to go through the court of laws, but it feels pretty much like we all know what the conclusion is most likely going to be, right?
It's pretty
Yikes.
Open and shut. I mean, maybe
Yikes.
You need somebody to plead a good insanity case,
right.
But I think that's your best bet.
Wow. That's.
I feel like asking for the money is helpful for the insanity case.
That's
actually.
Right.
It's a bold move.
It's a very bold move.
It is insane.
It's a bold move, Cotton. Let's see if it works
out for him. Wow, gutsy.
Moving on, we have a controversial celebrity couple that has called it quits.
Oh, okay. I'll stay.
Yeah, a little drama.
I like drama.
This is more Jamie's wheelhouse.
It's not Mike Vrabel, is it?
It is not Mike Vrabel.
Okay, all right.
And we will talk about that as soon as there's more updates on that. I hope there are. Fingers crossed.
All right.
Sources close to the former couple. Ethan Slater and Ariana Grande have called it quits allegedly a couple months ago.
Wow.
And the story just broke and it is confirmed that the two have split up, but they remain friends and are very supportive of one another.
I've lost track of Ari's love life. Was she married to this one?
She was not married to Ethan Slater.
Okay, but they'd been together for a while.
Was she married or was she engaged?
I don't know. I've lost track of her love life.
Ethan Slater was married.
Okay, all right.
Ethan Slater was married and had a kid.
I mean...
And then dumped her for Ariana Grande right as they were shooting Wicked.
How did she think this was going to end? I mean, he doesn't have a great track record.
Her?
Right.
How?
I mean,
How did he wife and kid? How did he think this was going to end?
The whole thing is, I don't know. I've lost track of Ariana Grande's love life.
I think she has too, and that's nothing against her. If I'm super rich, famous, and attractive and could sing like that, I'd play the field a lot too. The fact of the matter is, if I'm Ethan Slater, buddy, we all looked at this couple, and I don't mean say this to sound shallow.
Right.
But you didn't, it just didn't make sense. You didn't have a chance in hell staying with this part. Nobody gave it more than 6 months. They lasted longer than everybody expected.
Good for them.
I think this was the conclusion everybody did expect.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's weird how in normal life, people talk about these things. Celebrities, you know, go through significant others as quickly as Ariana Grande, and everybody's like, she's a celebrity. It's fine.
Well, yeah. Look.
What else are you going to do?
Yeah,
the world is your oyster. When you got that
there
much
you
money.
Go. There you go.
Why
Parker?
Not?
World is your oyster. I love that.
Real quick, we've got time for one quick story. We have the first movie of the year to reach $1 billion at the box office.
Oh, we'll stay. Ooh, okay. I'll stay on this one.
I like it.
Let me sign in real quick. It just signed me out.
Oh, gorgeous. With 40
literally
seconds left.
At
wow.
this time. Google. How much time we got, Parker?
About 30 seconds.
It is the Super Mario Galaxy movie.
Oh,
it's the
really?
First movie of the year to reach $1 billion at the box office.
That's weird.
$428.5 million domestically and $571.5 million internationally. The first Mario Brothers movie also hit $1 billion. So Universal is doing very well for themselves. That's Swiper Say. I'm getting the wrap-up signal. We have more on Daybreak coming up.
Want to join in on the conversation? Call or text 855-75-CIVIC. Now back to Brian and Jamie.
7:35 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Civic Media Network. My name is Jamie Martinson, and you, in fact, Frank, are not Brian Noonan, but you are Frank. You were somebody.
You've probably heard me on this show before.
That's
I'm
right.
just filling in for the day.
That's right. That's right. And we're glad that you are here. On the stream, we were talking about drive-in movies based off of Swiper Stay. And I was telling you guys that I am the worst outdoor person in the summer because I am. Bugs love me. Bugs love me. In fact, my husband calls me a human mosquito detector. If I am sitting outside with anybody else, you will not have one bug around you, not one mosquito. They will all be around me. I don't know what it is about me. They love me. And
Jamie, I think you and I need to sit at a campfire and have who's more miserable.
Are you the same way?
I'm the same way.
Oh, I hate it.
And you know what? I think it's very much like in my head.
Right.
Once I feel one, I just feel them everywhere.
Yes.
And
yes.
then I get told to calm down and then I get more upset.
No.
It's a whole thing.
It is a whole thing. And then we were talking, I am super allergic to the bites that mosquitoes leave, even if they land on me. All of a sudden, I have this half-dollar-size welt, and then it swells way up, and then it gets hot to the touch. It's there for forever. I love to be outside. I love to hike. I am like the DEET queen. Like, I am head to toe, and I might as well use it as an aerosol just around me because it just makes me happy. If you have those issues in the summer, we can relate. We can totally be friends, and we'll keep the bugs away from everybody else at the campfire. How it'll go.
Should get you one of those chairs that's got like the screen around it.
Oh, that would be so neat.
That would help.
That would be lovely.
Like basically, like the my bubble own malaria boy. Net.
Yeah. Like the
you
bubble,
could be a bubble boy.
Yeah. Like the bubble boy. All right. So it is the Accelerate Your Summer Text to Win Multi-State Contest. Your chance to win $100 and a Wisconsin Dells prize package as part of the daily prizes. And of course, every time you enter into this contest, you are put into our grand prize drawing for $250 in gas and another $250 in groceries. And this time around, I know the actual word, so we should have no trouble. The word this
What's
hour
the word?
Is wheel. W-H-E-E-L. Wheel is the word of the hour. You got to use your Civic Media app to get us that word so that you can qualify for all of those cash and prizes. Remember, you have until 8 o'clock, so just about 23 minutes, if I can do the math on the fly, because not my strong suit, especially early in the morning. W-H-E-E-L is the word for this hour, so please text us that word so you can qualify for the cash and the prizes. You're going to have more opportunities to qualify today and then, of course, tomorrow and Thursday and Friday as well before we wrap up and give away those grand prizes. All right. With that being said, we know that in this country, elections keep getting harder and harder and the rules keep changing all the time. And once again, the election rules are at the center of a national debate. It turns out that the Trump administration is pushing new measures involving voter rolls and absentee ballots while voting right groups are challenging those in court. And then, of course, there's a little bit of movement on the election front in Wisconsin, too, which we'll get to in just a moment. But the Trump administration says states will be able to access federal citizenship data by the end of June to help identify potential non-citizens on voter rolls. We are back to this discussion.
Here we go.
I mean, the discussion never left, right? That's been the point of basically taking on the election process since the very beginning. And let me be clear. I know I've pointed this out on the show before. I'm going to do it again. Multiple studies have found that voter fraud is extremely rare. There was an analysis done just a year or two ago that says that the voter fraud ranges from anywhere from 0.0003% to 0.0025%. So less than a 1% chance of voter fraud. In fact, the research concluded that somebody in the United States is more likely to be struck by lightning than to commit voter fraud at the polls. That is the facts of
Wait,
voter
so
fraud.
Are you saying that the election in 2020 may not have been rigged?
It may not have been rigged. In fact, I believe that it was analyzed. It was taken through the courts in numerous different states, including here in Wisconsin, and there was no rigging of the election whatsoever. It has gone through the process of being shown that it was a fair outcome to the election. But here we are. We continue to litigate it 6 years later. Now, this effort is part of a March executive order that was aimed at tightening election procedures ahead of the 2026 midterms. Mm-hmm. Homeland Security actually plans to give election officials access to citizenship information from federal databases, including records maintained by immigration, Social Security, and State Department agencies. Well, it turns out in this country, we already have laws that prohibit anybody who is a non-citizen from actually casting a vote. But, you know, if this is what Homeland Security is spending their time on, sure, we'll let them continue to do that. The administration also says that the goal is to prevent non-citizen voting, which studies and election officials generally, as we just pointed out, find to be very, very rare. The order also calls for increased monitoring of mail ballots. And this is where I think most of us should take pause, because federal officials say they want to track absentee ballot data for signs of possible fraud or misuse. Now, there's been voting rights groups, including the League of Women Voters and the NAACP. Mm-hmm. We've talked about some of these lawsuits here on the show that have filed these suits in court, arguing that this executive order exceeds presidential authority and could actually interfere with state-run elections. Now, there are critics out there who say that this particular plan could create confusion for voters and raise concerns about privacy, voter access, and the accuracy of federal citizenship databases. There's also people who support what this administration is doing, say that these changes could improve election security and help states maintain accurate voter registration polls. We talked earlier last week about the U.S. Postal Service, how they've proposed all of these new requirements that would require states to provide voter information before mailing the ballots. They want to get local police involved. I mean, really, at the end of the day, this is exactly what they've always wanted. It's to sow mistrust. It's to keep people from actually casting a vote and making it much harder to vote.
I was going
to
say, I don't even know if it's so much the mistrust that's going to get a lot of people. I think it's just going to become too much of a hassle, you know, especially right. When we look at people Parker's age, the Gen Zers.
Right.
When you're first starting to get into voting and you see all of this news come out and, you know, everything's changing and the processes are different and all this stuff. If I'm young, and I was at one point, coming straight out of college, looking at that and be like, hey, are you voting? And be like, right. No, I don't want to deal with all that.
Which I think is interesting, though, and an interesting way to look at it, because in this past presidential election, when you look at how young people, Parker's age, voted, young females tended to skew more towards Kamala Harris, but it was the young males who actually took a hard swing towards President Trump and cast their vote for President Trump. Yeah. So I think that it's fascinating that many times this administration does things that actually spite their own agenda, or that's what it feels like. I'm sure there's some underlying reason. Obviously, the citizenship is part of that underlying reason. Immigration is part of that. They believe telling the world that non-citizens are voting, which is not happening. But at the end of the day, it is essentially things that spite their own agenda, which I always find ironic. That you would try to dissuade people from voting when it's also Republicans who are an older demographic who tend to use mail-in voting, when it's rural voters who also use mail-in voting. So the fact that they're trying to dissuade that is interesting to me. And I'm not sure why you would want to dissuade your own voters from actually heading to the polls or casting a ballot.
And I think the answer is what you said earlier for the rest of the demographic is so distrust.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as you're questioning everything.
Right.
You never lose.
Right. And obviously, here we are 6 years later, still litigating the 2020 election.
Still talking about it.
Well, obviously, there's going to be federal. They're trying to implement these federal changes, which could affect our elections nationwide. And obviously, keeping an eye on the 2026 midterms as we quickly approach those. But here in Wisconsin, there are two separate election stories that are also putting the spotlight on voter confidence and how our elections are administered on a local level. Now, these are both fascinating to me because we know that Milwaukee has come under the of this particular president with the central count, how it operates in the state of Wisconsin. And the city has now hired two outside legal groups to help respond to all of those election related issues as the FBI investigates aspects again of the 2020 election. Again, litigated, found to be a completely fair election that was done within the rights of the state. Yes.
How much money and time and energy are we wasting on this?
A ton. We have to be. I mean, there is no dollar amount attached to this, but the fact that the city of Milwaukee now has these two legal groups who are helping rehash and relitigate something that happened 6 years ago. I mean, this is all going to be at taxpayer expense just so this administration can feel good about the fact that the president lost the 2020 election, because he lost the 2020 election. He lost.
If anybody's in favor of still looking into the 2020 election, please let us know. 855-75-CIVIC. I'm genuinely curious at this point what this does for anybody.
It's interesting because there's some polls that have come out within recent weeks and months that talk about how Republicans still, there's several Republican voters who still have distrust of the 2020 election, but they are also ready for this administration to move on. So I don't know what this really gains them by continuing to question the results of something that happened almost a decade ago now. Mark from Prairie du Sac chiming in saying that Wisconsin's very own Ron Johnson was part of that fake elector ballot conversation in an effort to get them to, get Mike Pence to basically basically getting him to not confirm the election for
to certify it.
Thank you. Words are hard this morning.
You're welcome.
And
the word is wheel.
Mark says, in my opinion, Ron Johnson knew the insurrection was coming to delay certification, enabling them to replace the real electoral votes. Thank you for the text this morning. But federal agents have actually in Milwaukee interviewed several current and former Milwaukee election election officials, staff members, and at least two Milwaukee police officers at this point. Much of the questioning reportedly centers on Milwaukee's central vote counting operation on election night in 2020. And in fact, investigators have asked about an incident involving a flash drive that was mistakenly left in a voting machine but was later recovered and turned over to authorities. City officials say that outside legal assistance will be provided at no cost to the taxpayer. So that does, in fact, answer your question, Frank. Now, there have been multiple recounts, court rulings, audits, and reviews that confirm in Milwaukee that Joe Biden won the 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin. And I know we're running out of time so quickly. In Madison, a former Madison deputy clerk who took responsibility for 23 absentee ballots that arrived late on election night has been reassigned now to non-election duties. City officials have emphasized that the affected voters followed the rules and that the problems were caused by election administration errors, not the voters. So that person will not be touching the ballots again. So, well, I guess that's some good news. Got to take accountability even on the local level.
Yeah. For sure.
A question this morning. Could you ditch your house and live in an RV full-time, Frank? More Wisconsin residents are doing that. We're going to explain the laws, the costs, and the realities of RV living next on Daybreak. It's 7:48 on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Local voices, statewide impact. It's Daybreak with Brian and Jamie.
7:52 right now. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Civic Media Network. Look at Parker Olson in there. He is a real pro. Talking on the phone, timing us out.
He missed the countdown, though.
He did.
There was no warning. I couldn't get a fiver.
He's on the phone, so I understand that. So we'll give him a break on that one. But a true pro. We didn't miss the top of this
good
segment.
Good work, Parker.
Very, very nicely done. He's not listening to anything we're saying.
No,
look at us
care.
Compliment him. The Accelerate Your Summer Text to Win Multi-State Contest continues for about the next 7 minutes. It's your chance to qualify for daily prize of $100 and a Wisconsin Dells prize package. Plus, every time you enter into our contest, you are going to put your name into the drawing for the grand prize, which is $250 in gas and another $250 in groceries. We don't even make you choose. You're just going to get the $500. We love that. You got to use your Civic Media app, though, in order to text in and to qualify for all of this. The word this hour for the next 6.5 minutes is wheel, W-H-E-E-L. Wheel is the word that you need to text us before 8 o'clock using, again, your Civic Media app. And remember, you're going to have more chances to qualify throughout today and then again tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday before we give away that grand prize. So good luck to you for the rest of these 6 minutes or so. All right, Frank, we've actually talked about this, so I think that this is interesting. Have you ever, what is happening out there? Was there a truck? Oh, there was a truck.
I was going to say.
Could you hear that?
I heard something. I did.
There's a big truck going down State Street. He apparently needed to get through. We actually talked about doing this at one point. Have you ever wondered if you could sell your house, buy an RV, and just hit the road full time? More Wisconsin residents are actually starting to do that, and the number of people living in RVs has more than doubled in recent years. But, of course, before you trade in the front door for a camper door, there's a few things that you need to know about how this actually works in the state of Wisconsin. And I guess the big question, and the question that we had to ask ourselves, is it as affordable as it actually sounds? Turns out that by the time you, if you have to buy a huge truck to pull a rig, right, and you have to buy the rig, no, it turns out that it is actually not cheaper if you're going to do it that way, especially if you're figuring in like gas and then stops along the way and all of that. Now, we had actually contemplated doing this when our kids were really, really little. Because of the storm chasing, right? We wanted to be able to be
that
in,
makes sense.
We wanted to be able to be in a central location and then be able to go out and actually help in the cleanup process and volunteer in some of those areas that get hit really hard by tornadoes. Then by the time we added it all up, figured it all out, it was not going to be cheap whatsoever, at least not the way that we intended on doing it. But a lot of people in Wisconsin are choosing full-time RV living. And the number of people living in RVs or, you know, vehicles similar to that has grown from about 1,100 back in 2019 to nearly 2,700 just a couple of years ago. If you're doing the math this morning, that's 137% increase. I did not do that on my own. I had to calculate it.
You know what? I wasn't going to... I'm not even going to check your math. I'm just
okay.
going to let it
All
happen.
Right. Now, Wisconsin does not have a statewide ban on full-time RV living. Local governments actually set their own rules on this. Milwaukee and Madison generally do not allow people to live full-time in RVs on residential property, with only limited exceptions for temporary parking. If you're outside some of the major cities or the urban areas, their rules are going to vary by community if this is something you want to do. In fact, a lot of full-time RV residents stay in campgrounds, RV parks, or a lot of other locations where long-term stays are permitted. In fact, if you get into some of the national park areas, campers can stay up to 14 days without fees or permits if they follow federal camping rules. And a lot of RV living can eliminate rent, the mortgage payments. It still comes with the cost, though, as we quickly found out, including the purchase price, all of the financing, the insurance, the maintenance, the fuel, the campground fees. Yeah. So,
ooh, fuel?
Fuel.
Fuel's cheap right now.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah. Just
drill,
simple.
Baby. Drill.
Simple. And if you're keeping score, new RVs can range anywhere from about $15,000 to about $380,000, depending on the size and all the features. Year-round RV sites in Wisconsin are about $190 per month, which is a lot of is much less expensive than, you know, an apartment, which an average price for a one bedroom is about $1,100, depending on where you're at in the month. So, I mean, there are benefits to the whole thing, I guess, if you really want to go that route. We actually have friends who have a permanent spot, and they actually leave their house in summertime and then stay at their RV all summer long, and that's where they live, and that's where their home base is in the summertime. So that's kind of a good way to do it.
I think it takes a very special kind of person.
I think so.
I think, like, the storm chasing thing, yes. That is one of those special categories where it kind of makes sense. But humans, for the most part, don't like change. So a constant change of scenery,
right.
I think most people wouldn't actually be comfortable with. I think it's very much a idealistic thing that you maybe daydream about, be like, man, what if I could just
the way we were going to do it around. The way we had it figured out in our heads is that because we homeschooled, we had the freedom to do so,
right.
And to we were going to actually park somewhere and probably live for 2-3-4 months at a time before we moved on, because we really, when we get into communities, we really love to see what it's like to be part of that community, not just visit that community. And then you think about things like, you know, especially in certain parts of the country, year-round farmers markets and all of those really fun things. But again, by the time you do all the financing for campers and RVs, it's just not as cheap as everybody thinks.
And it becomes more, and like, there's way more variables and factors. Not that homeownership is easy by any stretch of the imagination.
There's a lot of maintenance to RVs.
Yeah, there's too much that can go wrong.
Sometimes it's like daily, sometimes it's like every other day, because, you know, their tanks were, you know, holding the poo, and the things that happen in the shower aren't exactly
big.
Yeah,
see, I don't want to deal with all that.
Yeah, nobody wants to deal with that. Plus, it takes a very special person because, well, they're tight spaces. Nobody wants to be claustrophobic at home. Coming up, we are going to talk about political standards. Turns out that they don't really carry the same weight that they once did. When you vote, what's more important, a candidate's characters or their policy? We'll talk about that next. This is Daybreak. You're listening to the Civic Media Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.